So excitingly, Oz Comic Con is next weekend. Excitingly in the sense that we don't give a damn and won't be going, but nevertheless, you might go. Well, Ruth almost gave in. She was going to go, mm-hmm. But she's working, and that sort of made up her mind.
Yeah.
And then she sort of thought, well, you know, it's is it Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm feeling really stupid today. So yep. Benedict Cumberbatch, and she thought, okay, it's worth going perhaps to see him. Yep. So she almost decided to go.
I would like to see if he's as arrogant in real life as he appears in almost everything he does.
He is an actor. So technically he may not be. He might be acting on screen.
This is what I would like to see, if he in fact can act and is acting arrogant.
How much would it cost to find that out?
Yeah, well, see, that's where it gets complex, because it's actually quite cheap to attend it.
In general.
It's $45 for a weekend access and $25 for a day, which I actually think is not too bad.
No, that's not too bad at all, actually. If you can resist spending any money on ridiculously expensive things.
Yeah, so, and there are a lot of ridiculously expensive things.
If you thought a convention, I think of it more as a trade show.
I actually
agree with you. I haven't been to Oz Comic Con. I've been to the other convention that was there last year.
Went to one where was it? Elvira was there.
Yeah,
I got dragged along as somebody's extra, so I didn't have to pay.
I just thought it was all stands for selling.
Yeah, there are many stands for selling stuff.
There are. I went to the first Comic Con that was here.
There's maybe one person speaking, and there was a panel of some sort that was sort of okay. But
if there are enough people speaking that you're interested in, it's certainly worth the money to go and listen to them speak. I have no intention of going to Comic Con and paying the hideous amounts of money to have private. Private sessions with people.
Well, that seems to be where they're making a lot of money from now. It's the special, the Benedict Cumberbatch experience and the Jules Slave experience.
So how much would a Benedict Cumberbatch experience?
I can't remember, and it's all sold out. I think it was, I think it was in the 300s.
When they had platinum tickets, which were like $500, and for $500
for $350-ish, what did you get?
A private panel?
Yeah, there was a panel just for people who paid the extra.
So a smaller amount of people, I don't know how many, but not a hall full, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because he does have a standard panel. It's the last panel on the last day.
So I could go and just go.
And there's a panel he does on the first day, which is only for people who paid the extra to attend that panel. Money. And they're talking about a possible meet and greet, and I've been told that if it does go ahead, there'll only be 50 people who can go. So those who are down for the special Benedict Cumberbatch experience will be given a chance to be the first to be
a chance to give us more money.
That'll be as far as I'm aware, and again, I'm just going what I've been told, they will receive an SMS or be notified that it's going ahead, and then the first 50 people who respond will get to go to the...
That's vaguely diplomatic.
Kind of. Yeah, mind you, if you actually want to, this is where the price gets to it, if you want to actually get his autograph, mm-hmm. $70, photo is actually better than I thought, 80. So.
Okay, and this is a photo that you are in with him?
Yes.
Right.
So is that an autograph photograph?
The first one's an autograph photograph, yes. So they'll do a printed photograph of him that he's signed, and that's $70. He's quite expensive, I think.
Well, he's hot.
I've heard that, but I don't see it myself.
And you've been trawling through the list to find out the costs of the various other participants.
Yeah, and mostly, pretty much everybody is $30.
So 30 seems to be the average.
Yeah, and
which
so
means
he's a
for
lot
30
more.
You can get a whole panel worth of Hobbit dwarves.
No, well, one dwarf.
Well, one Hobbit
one dwarf. But it's not really a dwarf. He's really a full-size person who plays a dwarf.
But you could go and get autographs from several different Hobbits.
$30 each.
I'm sorry, with The Hobbit happening in New Zealand, there's a surfeit of full-sized people pretending to be dwarves.
That's true. That's true.
And not many of them get huge speaking parts, as I understand.
No, that's true. But nevertheless, it's $30 to get one of their autographs.
I would be vaguely tempted to get an autograph with Holly Marie Coombs and Shannon Doherty from Charmed, simply because they might beat each other up, which would be really entertaining.
You want a photograph of them beating each other up?
If I went there, I would be getting there to get an autograph by Tim Rice,
which is
Admiral Akbar. And I just want him to write "It's a Trap" on his side. I just really want that. So, and I'm sure there are millions of other people who've done the same joke, but I want to be one of them.
Hey, if he's making a living out of writing "It's a Trap," good on him.
Yep.